Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Life will bring you obstacles, right? So today I want to talk to you a little bit about overcoming obstacles in your life. And as we do that, let me just start with Romans 5, 3 and 5. It says this, because how many of you guys know we're going to have problems? Anybody ever had a problem? And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You see, there's always going to be a cookie coming around when you're trying to lose weight in life, right? There's always going to be a pan. There's always going to be a person bringing that napkin, bringing that cookie to you, bringing that, you know, is it good? But think about this. Have you ever faced a difficult situation in your life? How many of you guys know life can hand you difficult situations? You know, I, in the last month, maybe even 2 months, have had to overcome some of the most crazy obstacles that you can imagine in ministry and life personally. I mean, we've had to go through some really challenging moments in life. And I wanted to talk to you because that's life. Life happens. Life comes at us. And as believers, we've got to be ready. We've got to be prepared to overcome the obstacles that are facing us in this world, okay? There are always going to be obstacles. Life is full of what? Challenges. Challenges are coming. You know, you'll think everything's going smooth, everything's good. Oh, it's so awesome. Everything's just like, God, we're just in the zone. We're going. And next thing you know, it's like a challenge comes up. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because we've all faced challenges. So first thing, I want to identify what a challenge is, okay? So, you know, because the goal of life and the enemy in our life is he wants us to feel inadequate. He wants us to feel like a failure. He wants us to feel like nothing is ever going to change for us in our life. And I'm here today to say, life can look that way at times, but we have the victory in Jesus. Amen. So what are some synonyms? You know what a synonym is? It's not a cinnamon cookie. It's a synonym. Okay. But synonyms for the word challenge, because I want you to look at your life and go, you know what? I've had challenges. Some of you are like, well, I don't know about a challenge. So I'm going to give you a couple other words. Another word for a challenge is difficult. Has anybody ever had their life get difficult? Yeah, right? Come on, somebody say amen. Difficult? All right, who's in the difficult crowd? All right, the next one is tough. Have you ever had life get tough? It's like, man, what is going on here? All right, the next one is demanding. I'm looking at all these synonyms. I'm like, man, challenges are for real in my life. My life's gotten pretty demanding at times. But then there's just the simple, plain word, hard. Has life ever just gotten hard? It's like, it's just difficult. It's tough. It's demanding. You know, here's a word that came up, and I'm like, man, I don't, you can tell I'm not a scholar at times, because anybody ever heard the word formidable? It's formidable. I'm like, what does formidable mean? I'm like, oh, wait, it means difficult, challenging, tough, rigorous, demanding, and hard. So I was like, oh, I get it. So formidable came up. How about this one? Complicated. Come on, anybody's life ever gotten? It's a little bit complicated. Trying to figure this thing out, trying to work through it. And then the heavy metal version word for the day was heavy. Have you ever felt like, man, the weight of the world is on my shoulders? I'm just trying to take another step. I'm just trying to go forward, and it feels like everything is pressing against me and pushing to make my life miserable. Some of you are like, man, that sounds like every day in my life, Pastor. It's like that. You know, life is not without obstacles. It is not without challenges. They are coming. That's what I'm here today to tell you, is that if you're not having any challenges in your life, tomorrow is another day. Okay? Tomorrow's another day. Sooner or later, each and every one of us are going to face something that is challenging to us. You know, let me share it, get a little transparent with you. You know, I've had a lot of personal obstacles that I've had to overcome in my life. I don't know if many of you know it, but some of you may not, but I've actually faced death. 4 years ago, my pancreas exploded in my body. I spent 32 days in the hospital trying to stay alive, septic. You know, the procedure for what happened to me before the procedure that I had was they split you wide open at the chest, pull you open, and actually dab the enzymes that are leaking out of your pancreas, and you're in ICU awake with your chest open. For real. Now they did an endoscopic procedure on me and were able to puncture through my esophagus and deal with that, you know, now. But in the old days, right, docs? Yeah. So the mortality rate was 90% on what happened to me. And I'm here. So I've faced death and sickness, you know, but I've faced poverty as well. How many of you guys know that in 07, when the big crash happened, everybody was flipping houses and doing all that, I was one of those guys. I lost $1 million in a day. Like that. It was gone. 3 years of my life, I had invested and I was building wealth and I was on a great trail, had all the best intentions. I was going to do a great thing for God and give money to the kingdom and do all of that. And just wham, this big obstacle called bankruptcy came into my life. It can be a little disheartening to throw 3.5 years of your life and $1 million down the toilet. But it happened to me. You know, I've been under fear. I've had to fear try to grip me. I've been under rejection. You know, I'm adopted. So I always like, why did my mom want me? And this root of rejection got built into my life. And even after I met my birth mother and found her when I was 30 years old and met my brother Kevin, and my sister Lisa, not her, different Lisa, but it's just ironic that Kevin, Lisa, you know, all my family, sorry, honey, we're not related, I swear, because I was adopted, but no, all that's good. Wow. Moving on. I mean, I've been involved in a church for 32 years and had that whole door just shut. Talk about discouraging. I've traveled to countries as a missionary where it's dangerous. I'm in the airport and the windshield gets smashed out by a rock, by Muslim people that knew we were Christians coming into the country and They're like, we gotta go. Wham, just gotta take off. Obstacle. You know, in all of that, I could have doubted God's blessing on my life, couldn't I? If anybody at this point, me standing here today, had an opportunity to doubt if God's blessing was really on my life, death, bankruptcy, you know, people want to kill me for loving Jesus, people, you know, every one of those things, I could easily have gotten mad at God. Oh, I'm serving you. What is wrong? I'm doing everything I can for you. Why is this happening to me? You know what he said? He said, it's called life, son. I never promised you a life without trouble. I promised you I'd be there with you in the midst of it, that I would never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But you will have obstacles and problems in your life, each and every one of you. Revelation, put that one in your pocket. It's going to happen. Right? So, you know what? I could have believed I was dying when I was sick. I could have just said, yep, I'm dying. Checking out. Gotta go. You know, I could have committed suicide because I was financially bankrupt and that my life's over. Oh my gosh. Could have bought right into the enemy's lies and said, yep, that's it. I may as well end it all. I'm broke. I just threw 3.5 years of my life away. I didn't. Amen? Come on, I didn't. I believed I'd get through it, and I did. I believed that God was with me, and if God is with me, who can be against me? Whatever I faced it with Jesus. I didn't, and I don't know how the world's doing it, guys. I don't know how people that don't know Jesus are out there and they're able to get through these things in life without him. That's why they need us so bad to share the gospel with them, to give them someone to do life with, someone to help them through times like of trouble and obstacles. They need to know that God is with them, he's for them, and that he knows that they're going to experience these things, and he wants to be there with them so he can help them to overcome. You know what? Even if you had a physical ailment, even if I would have died, do you realize that I still would have won? Because I had Jesus, I had eternal life, and I still win. The day that I leave this earth is going to be the greatest day of my life because I'm going to be in the presence of God. But for some, that day will not be glorious if we do not get the gospel out to them, because the obstacles that they may face could take their life this week. And if they don't have Jesus, it's a tragic end for them. So we've got to get it together. We've got to know and be able to let them see us walking through our life's obstacles with power, with anointing, with God walking with us, so that they'll want that. Life's handing people all kinds of obstacles. I want to show you a quick video of some of the most amazing things that I've seen with people overcoming extreme tragedy and difficulties, and there is an ability to rise above life's circumstances. Watch this video with me.
Daring to dream is how little Alyssa has gotten through life since her accident. Last May, she was hit by a truck. Her leg had to be amputated below the knee, but she didn't let the operation keep her off the stage. And less than a year into her new life, Alyssa delivered a showstopper at her dance studio's recital. She performed an original piece. And if you think just the dancing is brave, watch this. Alyssa removes her prosthetic and doesn't miss a beat. I asked her why she did it.
To show them that I was still me without it and to be myself.
Lots of kids dream of being the next LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. But Julian Newman may just have a shot. Only 11 years old, he's playing guys 2 feet taller and 7 years older. And guess what? He's beating them.
They think that I'm not good, but when they see me, they see different.
This fifth grader is already the starting point guard on his high school's varsity basketball team. That's right, fresh from elementary school, Julian plays for the high school varsity team.
Right away, we knew he had a talent.
His dad, also his coach, helped put together Julian's highlight reel on YouTube. It's going viral with more than 2.5 million hits and counting.
Welcome to the track and field championship.
When Charlotte Brown runs down her lane with her pink pole vault and leaps into the sky, you hold your breath. She's just 15 years old and she's learned to fly. But what's most amazing is she can't see.
I really can't make out a blur even. It really just blends in for me.
She can't see the track or the fancy color of her pole vault or the faces of the people in the stands. She's legally blind.
So you have no idea, you know, what I really look like.
Right.
Doctors don't know why, but she started losing her sight when she was just 16 weeks old. Several surgeries later, none of it helped. She took to the pole vault like a champion. But how in the world does someone who's blind do so well at something that's challenging for anyone? This is what pole vaulting looks like to a sighted person, but this is what it looks like to Charlotte. She says it's like looking down the inside of a little black straw and seeing a blurry light at the end. So she has a system. Her coach lays artificial turf next to her lane. She can see the difference between light and dark, and it helps her run straight.
One, two, three.
She counts her steps and then goes for it. And now get this. She's not just any pole vaulter. She's the best her high school has ever seen.
Come on, isn't that crazy?
If you think, based on watching these images, that 16-year-old Kate Foster is a talented gymnast, you'd be right. But that's not the whole picture. This is the whole picture. The Illinois teen is not only talented, she's extraordinary, able to defy gravity and stick picture-perfect dismounts with a prosthetic leg. Kate's love of tumbling began at age 7.
She loved it right from the beginning, the extra practices, the extra time at the gym.
I've never really found anything that I've loved more.
But then at age 12, the unthinkable. Kate was diagnosed with leukemia and an infection that ravaged her leg, forced her to choose between life and a limb.
They told me what was going on, and I said, "You're not taking off my leg. I need that for gymnastics." And they were kind of explaining to me, you know, this bone marrow transplant won't work unless we do this. It's really your leg or your life.
Kate worried having only one leg meant her life as a gymnast was over, but her coach had other ideas.
After the amputation, my coach said something to me that really changed my mindset. She said that she had never coached a one-legged gymnast before, but she was willing to try if I was.
So they set off on an uncharted course. Today, Kate competes with her team, traveling throughout the nation in sanctioned gymnastics competitions.
Is this crazy or what? You know, it's all about perspective, okay? It's all about perspective. What are you going to do when life's challenges come? What are you going to do? Are you going to press through? Are you going to cling to the Lord and you're going to make something happen? Or are you going to lay down? See, that's where we've got to be as believers. We've got to know that God is with us. You know, as we look back into the Bible, there's so many people that overcame so many obstacles in Scripture. And I want to take a look at one of those people in particular today. I want to take a look at the life of Moses. Everybody know who Moses is? All right, I like this picture. I almost went with the Charlton Heston picture because that's who everybody really thinks Moses is, okay, from the Ten Commandments movie. But, you know, Moses had his share of obstacles in his life. He had some things he had to overcome. Do you realize that he was born in a time when all of the slaves were forced to throw their male children into the river, into the Nile, and kill them because the slaves were becoming so overpopulated, and Pharaoh decreed it, and his mom was faced with the choice and of dying or having to put him into the river with all the other kids. Yet he somehow overcame that first obstacle in his life. How? She said, "Well, I'll put him in the river." So she put him in a basket and put him in the river instead of just throwing him in the river. Okay? So, you know what? He overcame the obstacle. He's still alive, right? Now he's in a basket as an infant child floating down a crocodile-infested river. What he probably crying. You know, so now we've got an angel, I believe, actually guiding that basket, you know. Without the angel, I think he wouldn't have made it, right? So do we believe that our angels are working with us? Getting us to our destinations, helping us through the obstacles of life called crocodiles. I mean, they're out there, right? So he's working around. Then how many guys know that Moses had an anger problem? I know none of you have an anger problem. There's no obstacle like that in your life. But, you know, he killed that Egyptian when he became so enraged, he actually killed the guy. How many guys know anger can be an obstacle in our life, right? And it cost him. It cost him the palace. He had to run for his life. He had to leave, you know. And how many, there are so many transitions that he went through in his life. Then God, he goes out, he's off on the side of the mountain. He's just being a shepherd, you know, and God, through the burning bush, calls him to go and deliver the people, all right? So what is the first thing he says to God? I'm not of good speech. You know, he had a stuttering problem. He's like, you want me to be the communicator? Well, I've got this obstacle, God. And God, you know what God said about his obstacle? Too bad. Go do what I'm telling you to do. You know what God's telling you with your obstacles? Walk through them with me. He's not telling you too bad. But he is saying that you're going to face these things. These things are going to come. You know, Joshua was with Moses, and he saw everything that this guy went through. He saw all the challenges that he dealt with. And here's what it was written in the book of Joshua in 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is with you wherever you go? You know, when you're laying in your hospital bed in your bedroom for 5 months on a feeding tube, do you still believe that God is with you? When your finances are crumbling around you and your health is falling into pieces, it seems, or you know what, every aspect of your life, your marriage may seem on the rocks. Do you believe that God is with you? And are you going to be strong and courageous in that moment and say, God, I need your help? Or are you going to try to do it in your own strength? The bottom line is this. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen to me, and you believe and you trust in him, he's with you no matter what. No matter what. I don't care what obstacle will come at you. He will show you how to go over it. He'll show you how to go around it. He'll show you how to go through it. He'll be with you. He'll walk with you. You know, you got that picture of the footprints on the sand. And he's like, God, where were you? In the darkest moments of my life, there's only one set of footprints here. What happened? Why weren't you there? He's like, you don't understand. I was carrying you. That's the moment you weren't walking on your own at all. I carried you in those moments. You see, we have the greatest advantage over the world that there is ever to have in life, in general, just living and overcoming life. It's going to happen. Things are going to come at you. But if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. You can overcome these things. And even if you don't, you win. Even if somehow your life is able to be extinguished, nothing can extinguish eternal life, which is your heavenly reward in all of it. So you can't lose. God will never leave you as long as you hold on to him. See, the problem, and most people's problems usually come from them letting go of him or pushing him away and saying, no, God, I don't want you in my life. I don't want you in my situations. I don't believe you're with me, you know, because all these obstacles and all these Circumstances are coming against me. Where are you? What's going on here? I'm trying to serve you and live my life for you, and all these things keep happening. He's going to tell you the same thing he told me. Life happens. John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You want peace in the midst of all of it? You got to be in him. In him, or in me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. It's right there. But take heart. I've overcome the world. Come on. You're going to have trouble. Accept it. Revelation of the day. It's coming. Be ready. Have yourself prepared in your heart with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ so that when the troubling times come, you're prepared. You know, obstacles show us that his ways are so much better than our own. Think about this. Because he's the one that's going to get the glory in the midst of it all, when it all looks like your world's about to fall apart. And you're still standing after sickness, bankruptcy, death, persecution, and you're still standing here, and you're still preaching the gospel. You can give God the glory for that. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving God the glory for me even being able to.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family.
North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.